No, I'm sorry. I'm not. Your language is not appropriate, so I'm going to end this conversation.
Holy it's okay.
Labia.
No, it.
You're listening to Madhouse Live, on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
All right, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, music stopped. Oops, I thought that was a volume slider. It was not. Try that again. Yep. All right, let's try this. I'm good at this. I've been doing this for 9 years almost. I can do this.
Okay.
I'm Carlito. Baz is here. Yeah, we're doing some pranky calls. Yeah, on a Monday afternoon. Yep. All right. Anything going on in the world of Baz we should know about?
Oh, just chilling out. I got to leave in about an hour and 45 minutes.
Sounds about perfect for me, too. Okay.
Yeah, my wife, she threw her back out, inflamed sciatica, so I drove her in, have to pick her up.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, look up Dr. Sarno.
Dr. who?
Sarno. Look up, Google Dr. Sarno. And see,
yeah, we'll do.
Dr. Sarno sciatica. Do that and get back to me. I swear to God, do it and tell me what you think. I'm just curious what you think about it. Oh man, I got that Brita filter now, man. You know, and I could put I could put any shit water in there and it comes out perfect. And I use the toilet water, man, straight up. Because why
not? There's nothing wrong with the toilet water.
Because why not? It's got a lot of good minerals in it from your urine and shit, you know? And all the good stuff, from your feces. It's got probiotics in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you shit out all that good bacteria and you're just putting it back in.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's pure, it's clean. It's just got, it just keeps the good stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, and if you have already got hepatitis, it doesn't matter. You're not going to infect yourself again.
Excuse me, Baz, I'm sorry. You had to hear that. I had to clear my nose. The listeners did not. All right, I am on YouTube. I wanted to address real quick. No one has mentioned it to me. It's not like it's... I'm guessing it's not that big of a deal to people. But I know it is happening. Is the Shoutcast is really jumpy after about an hour of me starting to broadcast on it each time. It's happening... when we're not live. If you guys can let me know if you're listening on Shoutcast, if one of you can at least listen on Shoutcast who's in the chat room, and let me know if it starts getting real jumpy like an hour in. I'm trying to determine if it's a server problem on the hosting side or if it's a problem with my server here. I do know that my onboard NIC network card went out after a power surge. And I'm using an external USB network plug right now. And I'm thinking it might be the source of the problem. I think it's just shaky. I'm hoping that's what it is. But there was another power surge and the network, the NIC, the onboard network interface came up again. It's showing up in Device Manager now. I just noticed. So I just have to re-enable that connection and try to use it. I'm lazy and I haven't reached around the back of the server yet. I have a broken ankle still. I'm still in a boot and it's a pain in the ass to get behind my desk and stuff right now. So I'd probably have to wait for my wife to help me with that. And she gets home and she's all, I didn't even notice Baz wasn't here. What happened, Baz? I didn't even notice you weren't there.
Oh, you know, sometimes I disconnect and reconnect, but I forgot this isn't a conference because it's just you and me.
Yeah.
So there's no join call button.
Oh, okay.
So, my bad. It's all right. Sorry about that. It sounds better, though.
Yeah. Good. Arby says that Badfish can listen on Shoutcast. That's funny. Inside chat room joke. Okay. Hey, I'm looking at a city in California, and here's a Shell station. Let's give them a call. Open things up for the afternoon.
Cali. Nice.
San Jose. Part of Cali. San Jose.
Oh.
So that's over Bay Area. Nice town. Kind of just south of the Bay Area, I guess.
Yep. I lived there once.
What took so long? Why it rang so much?
Hello?
Yeah, why did it have to ring so much, the phone? Why did it take so long?
Oh, well, what you say? I don't understand what you say.
Why did it take so long for you to pick up?
What drive?
What drive?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? Why you wait so long to pick up the phone?
No, I pick up phone, but what I can help you.
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Banchud?
Hello?
Are you Indian?
No, what I can do?
Banchud? Maruchud? No, he's not Indian. I don't know what he is.
Marcon?
No, he might have been Mexican, right?
Yeah, sounded like it.
Yeah, all right, here's Chipotle instead. One of my favorite places to eat. Get a nice burrito bowl, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Chipotle over there, right? They're everywhere now, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They're like McDonald's of Chipotle, of Mexican food. They're like the McDonald's.
They donate their used meat to the homeless shelter.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good company.
Thank you for calling Chipotle. Let me touch Santa. How may I help you?
You guys are the McDonald's of the fast casual restaurant industry, I hear.
Excuse me?
You guys are the McDonald's of the fast casual restaurant industry.
Are we?
That's what I am reporting here. What's your position on that?
It's on the Alameda.
Yeah.
Intersection with Morrison Avenue.
Yeah. That's your position? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you took that very literally, you stupid asshole. Listen, so the road is called the Alameda. That's it? That's stupid. The Alameda what?
It's Alameda intersection with Morrison.
Alameda what?
Excuse me?
What do you mean Alameda? Alameda Road?
That's the street, yes.
Alameda Street is the name of it. Nice.
She said it intersected with Morrison. Is that correct?
Morrison.
Yeah.
M-O... R-R-A-S-O-N.
Marathon. Oh. I thought you said Maricon.
I thought you said Maricon.
No, sorry.
You know what Maricon is?
Can I...
Do you know where Maricon is, though? Can you tell me from Maricon how to get there to Maricon from where you are?
Just a second, please.
Okay. I need a Maricon. I need a gay. I'm new in town, and I'm a man.
Well, I was going to ask her. I think I might be Maricon, but I'm not sure. How can I tell?
Thank you for holding. This is Alija speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, how far away are you from the Maricons?
From where?
Maricons.
Do you know where the Stat Center is?
Yeah.
We're right up the street.
All right, but that's pretty far away from Maricons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, motherfucker. Fuck that, right?
Damn it.
Hey, didn't I figure out once, is it Wendy's that has like an anomaly in their menu where if you order a certain burger and you add cheese, it's cheaper than getting the same exact thing off the menu?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What was that? Shit. Forget now.
Yeah, I forget. But there's like a website that has like secret menu options, tell you how to order things.
Yeah. There's some crazy shit off the menu in some place. There's some shit I'd be afraid to order, though. Like, that they'd be like, oh, fuck this. I'm trying to remember what it is. There's a few of those. Like, some of the McDonald's ones, it's like, I don't know.
It's funny. It's like, we go to the McDonald's, and my son never wants the sauce for the nuggets. So, it always says on the menu, you know, the reader board, two no sauce.
Okay. Two no sauce.
Yeah.
Because they give you two sauces.
So, you know, if you got honey mustard, it'll say two honey mustard sauce.
Yeah. So, two no sauces. I guess they're like, one no sauce, but what about the other one?
I was wanted to go up and say, yeah, I'd like 25 no sauces.
You know, that's probably what they call it internally. You know what I mean? They all have their internal speak. Like, I know Chili's, like, they call their spinach dip is spin dip. And I will call it that all the time. And they'd be like, well, how'd you know that? Yeah, how'd you know that? You wouldn't be like, fucking asshole ordered a spin dip. Shit like that. You know how women are, man.
Yep.
Yeah, every day at work, some other woman's trying to destroy their life. Shit. My wife still does that, and she's the fucking boss. Jesus, it's like, fuck, man. Not only she's the boss, she's the daughter of the owner. And she's still fucking...
Oh, okay.
Still coming home with that fucking shit. Oh, God. Look, here's Macaroni Grill. I'm going to ask him about the policy of... We got snow on the forecast tomorrow. 80% chance of fucking 2 inches of snow. 2 to 4
Holy
inches.
Crap.
Motherfucker.
Calling Armada's Macaroni Grill. This is Sarah. Can I help you, please?
Yeah, look, honey. I wanted to ask before I place my order. You guys have the policy where if you see a customer taking silverware or plates in their to-go boxes at the end of the meal, that you don't interfere, right?
I'm sorry. Can you kindly say that again, sir?
You have the policy corporately that you don't interfere if you see a customer at the end of their meal trying to take home the silverware and the plateware, correct?
Haven't.
You're not supposed to confront the customer. I know. I know the rule. I know the rule. I used to work for Macaroni Grill.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Right? I'm just asking.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, have you seen someone? I mean, I'm sorry, sir.
What are you laughing about? I'm just asking you a question. What's so funny?
No, we're not. No.
You have
we that? Can't say.
Yeah, but you do.
I can approach the guest. I can actually approach a guest, and I can give him a to-go silverware. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to acknowledge or try to stop the customer taking the silverware, right?
Well, we can't really, like, tell the person, you know, but, I mean...
Yeah,
I can probably in a nice way. I can like approach them and say like,
"But if I say no,
switch it with a to-go silverware."
But then listen. Here's then I just say no. I want to take this home.
Oh well, we can't like force anybody. Like you know, we don't want any concerns or problems with a guest. Yeah.
Okay, so look, I'm gonna make a to-go order, but I do need 3 sets of the heavy silverware, like the heavy knives and forks that you have. And one
okay,
of,
we have.
And then I need
okay,
the,
so you.
I need the thing that grinds the cheese. I need one of those with a block of cheese, also, of the Parmesan, you know, and the Italian butter shaker, the grinder for the Italian butter. I need one of those filled up, also.
If you don't mind, can I ask your name? Who this is, please?
I used to be a developer. I used to be a developer.
Okay. Okay, is there something, can I have your name, sir, please?
It's Eddie.
Okay, can I switch you with one of my to-go person? What can I get for you for today, sir?
Well, is it going to be you, or is it a to-go person I have to talk to? I don't understand.
No, I can take your order, sir. Is this Brandon?
No.
Okay.
No, okay.
I thought you were my boss.
No, I just need to order the calamari.
A calamari?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And a lobster ravioli.
Okay. Can we get you a super salad to go with your lobster ravioli, sir?
No, just a lobster rav and a calamari.
Can you get the name and a phone number
and
for you, sir?
And a side of pesto for the calamari, please. You can charge me for it. It's okay. I don't care.
Okay. A side of pesto, certainly.
Yeah.
Anything to drink with this order, sir?
Nope.
Okay, can we have a name and a phone number? Okay, sir, we'll have it ready for you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you. You're welcome, Eddie.
Hey, wait a minute. But seriously, I need the 3 sets of the knives and forks.
You want, we have a to-go.
No. I need the metal ones. If not, then forget it. That's what this
is for. I'll make sure. I'll talk to me.
And one of the cheese grinders with a brick of the parm.
Okay. And you're seriously about the you want the Parmesan cheese on the side as well, right? Add on.
Well, I want the actual grinder. I'm not joking. I want the grinder. I want it. Look, it's either this or I come in and I sit down. And I'm going to take it anyway.
But we don't. I'm so sorry, sir, but I couldn't give you the silo.
And I need the Italian butter shaker, the grinder.
Italian baker shaker. The pepper shaker.
Yeah, the grinder that we use for the.
I can give you as much pepper as you'd like, but I'm sorry, but I can't. I can't give that out to you. I will do my very best.
I'll take it. I'll just take it from somebody. Okay.
Okay, sir. I'll let you go.
Forget it.
Okay.
No, because that's what I want, all this stuff. If you can't do it, then don't get it. Don't bother making the food. It's going to be a waste of food.
Yeah. Well, my apologies for that, sir.
Don't fire him up. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. She was having too much fun with it.
It's going,
I took that from Opie and Anthony. They do that all the time about women. They're like,
hilarious.
Yeah, I think it was Anthony who was going off on the wife staying home during the day while the husband's at work, and she's texting the guy she's fucking behind his back. He's at work. That's how it goes, motherfucker. Not for you. You're doing it because you're the one not working. Yeah.
Yeah?
You're a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids are home today, so I can't shout.
Oh, you can't say damn it too loud.
Not too loud.
I thought you could open two instances. You probably don't know. You might know. I heard you could open two instances of Mixlr in order to, so I could have broadcast it on the old Mixlr account, the Madhouse one, and explain to everyone to move over. But
no, I don't think he. I don't know.
I thought Brad said he could. Brad could have sworn Brad said he did. Anyway, there's going to be a new Shoutcast server. If you're listening on Shoutcast, there is a new Shoutcast server. It's not up yet. It's not programmed yet. But it's going to have an auto DJ instead of the my machine here doing it. So this whole thing about network card and what is causing the problem is not going to matter anyway anymore. After this show here, I'm going to be watching the Walking Dead's episode from this past weekend, and I'll be uploading all the prank call shows and pranks and stuff, promos and bumpers to that. I'll get that started tonight. Yeah.
Ooh.
Excited about
that. Hey, do you want me to open up the old Madhouse Mixlr? I can do that.
You can, because you can simulcast. Yeah, and then, let me know when you do.
Yeah.
Explain to
those
people.
Go to Mixlr.com, Prank Call Nation as the title.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Or just prankcallnation.com. That's probably best.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
New Mixlr at prankcallnation.com. There you go. Maybe that'll do it.
Yep.
Right. So, that was Macaroni Grill, and we were talking the lingo. She thought it was hilarious that I was asking for that. She didn't want to admit to it fully.
I know.
All right. Mexican Grill and Cantina. Nah, there's a Best Buy. I'm going to complain about the receipt policy. My mom always got offended when, like, Walmart or Best Buy would ask her for a receipt when she'd leave. She was always convinced it was racism. Like, mom, it's loss prevention, okay? They do it to everybody. You see that old white guy leaving that's 80 years old? They're doing it to him. I don't care.
Doing it to everybody.
I don't care. What do they think? I don't know. What do they do when they do it at Walmart? It's been a while since they've even done it to me at Walmart, it seems. But how do they? What are they doing? Are they counting bags? Is that what they're doing? Like,
yeah, well, I don't know how they do it at Walmart, because I haven't actually had to do that at Walmart, but Sam's Club, they have the number of items printed on the receipt, and they just count the items.
Well, it's a little easier at Sam's because there's no bags, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Unless you're bringing your own, which I always fucking forget, and I get so pissed off. Got to use those fucking half boxes that they leave out for you like an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here, go through this bin of dirty fucking cut-up boxes, motherfucker. Get a paper cut and get AIDS. It's irresponsible. Best Buy.
This is Best Buy?
Hello, thank you for calling Best Buy, Rosie.
Yeah, listen. Hey. I have a problem with the security motherfucker in the front. She sounds ghetto as fuck. She's like, fuck that. Fuck that.
Here, let me talk to her.
All right, I'm sorry. Tell her that.
No.
Tell her that.
Thank you for calling Best Buy.
Hey, how's it going? This is David. I'm calling from in the store. I got a question before I leave. So I snuck behind one of the counters, and I'm using the phone, like in the electronics. And so when I pay for my stuff, they'll give me a receipt. And do I have to show the receipt on the way out?
Yes.
I do. Okay. So there might be a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure if the number of items that I'm going to have in the shopping cart are going to match the number on the receipt. So do you have any advice for me?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Yeah, because I'm going to be hiding a few items, and I want to find out.
Straight up hanging out on you. What a bitch.
She's probably going to electronics right now. Send security to electronics.
All right. I'm not going to call that one anymore. She seems to be the only one answering the phone, and she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Like that. Here's a Cisco. They provide, aren't they? That's the company that provides like restaurants with shit, right? Oh no, this is the CISCO.
Is it SYS?
Oh, it's the actual networking company. They have a store.
CISCO.
Yeah, it's the actual Cisco Systems. Well, never mind. We're not going to call them. They're serious.
Hey, I'm getting a little bit of an echo coming through you. Sometimes you can fix that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get them to agree to, like, let us out the back door. We'll give them half of what we take.
There's a Best Buy Mobile. Best Buy. Okay. This one's on the Alameda Expressway. Yeah. Do you know where they keep the nuclear vessels?
They have nuclear missiles in Alameda?
Wessels.
Thank you for calling Best Buy.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. Jose, how may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? This is David Snoswell. Hey, I got a bit of a problem here. I'm calling you from one of the store phones. There's nobody in the sporting goods section, so I just kind of hop back there and I'm calling. So when I exit the store after I complete my purchase, do I have to show my receipt to security or something like that?
Yeah.
I do. Okay, there might be a little bit of a problem with that. I'm planning on taking out a few more items than will actually be on the receipt. Can you give me any tips on how to get past the security without him noticing?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of cool shit here, and I'm on a fixed income, and I'll come back and I'll pay for it later, but I don't want to get in trouble.
You cannot do that.
Well, how about can you let me out the back door, man, and I'll give you half of what's in my shopping cart?
No.
We can go out to your car and you could put it in your trunk, and I won't say anything. You won't say anything.
No. And we cannot do that.
We'll be very happy.
Suck your dick.
You can bring something, a little something for your wife.
No, thank you.
Perfume or.
We'll suck your dick.
Yeah. We'll suck your dick in the back room, man.
No thanks.
Suck it in your. It'll be good. We have a van. We'll suck your dick in the van.
Yeah, we got a candy van. It says free candy on it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested in that. So is there anything else I can help you up with?
Listen, you pick one. You pick one of us to suck your dick, and the other one to pinch your nipples at the same time. Whichever one you want.
Yeah,
I'm not interested. Thank you. Bye bye.
I'll do it real soft.
Or hard, however you want.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. You don't have to tell your wife because it's not technically gay.
He's gone.
Hello?
He's gone.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Hello, how can I help you?
Talk to Eddie. He's got a question for you.
Yeah. Hey, are you in the store or are you in the National Machine?
We're the physical store.
Oh, yeah? Okay. The one in Alameda Expressway?
Alameda Expressway.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. How can I help you?
Hey, look, man. What do you mean, yeah? Why are you being dismissive? What's that?
I'm sorry?
Why are you being dismissive? What do you mean?
Dismissive? Yeah, that's the story it's at. Yeah, how can I help you?
Okay, fine. Just don't be rough with me. You're nasty. Look, so you guys count loss prevention. They count all the items on the ticket, right? When you leave.
On the what? I'm sorry?
You guys count all the items on the ticket on my receipt before I leave?
I would assume they would.
Yeah. Well, my friend already called once. Some of the stuff that's in our bag that we have is not going to be in the cart at that point. And it's not, you know, there's going to be some stuff that's not going to be on the ticket, basically, on the receipt.
Okay.
You know, like, it's going to be in the cart, in the buggy, when we leave, but you're not going to be able to see it on the receipt. And it might set the door sensor off, so you need to turn it off really quick.
I don't know.
It's a really big box. I just want you guys to know ahead of time.
So you're going to come steal something?
Just so you're not alarmed.
No, don't
be alarmed.
No, we're not stealing anything, no. I'm just saying.
You're letting me know that you're going to come steal something and to turn off the alarm. That's what you're practically letting me know?
Well, if it does go off on accident, you know, in case the cashier forgets to deactivate it, like, I want you guys to turn it off real quick, you know? Because that could probably, that's going to happen probably.
Why would it happen, though? I mean,
because they make mistakes all the time. The cashier makes, you know, she's stupid. They're pretty much all stupid, you know?
Okay, so yeah. I don't know what you want me to do, sir.
Well, are you going to be the loss prevention guy or is someone else going to be?
Yeah, my loss prevention people are not unavailable right now. I will let them know, though.
All right, I'll let you guys keep, everyone can keep one of the things in the cart. What do you guys want? What do you want? You wanted some DVDs? We'll buy them. We'll buy some DVDs for you guys. For the guys. A couple DVDs for everybody. We'll buy them. On me.
Is that all I can help you with today?
Those will be on the receipt. There's going to be 20 DVDs on the receipt, and then there's going to be 20 DVDs on the cart. But there's also going to be one really big box.
What's going to be inside the box?
I don't know. Something special for a special somebody.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll throw in a couple thumb drives for each one of you too.
Yeah, we'll buy 20.
You want
drives.
Like the 10 gig or 16 gig?
Funny, man. I swear, I don't know where you guys are coming from, but you guys are making my day, man.
And we'll bring you some cookies too. You know, we bake.
Hey, man,
cookies.
I'm working. I mean, I know you guys are playing around, but I'm sorry.
I know.
We'll suck
we'll
your dick.
We'll bring you some cerveza.
We'll suck your dick.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, I got to go, but I mean, I hope you guys have a good day.
I'm going to leave a case of beer out in the back, and that's for you.
Oh. We'll suck your dick, man.
On the back door?
whoa, man, I got to go, man. You guys are just messing around too much.
See you later, man.
Have yourself a great day. Calling all the way from San Diego, man. That's a cool call.
Yeah, we're going to suck your dick, man. But
man, that's a little too much there. You guys have a great day now, right?
All right, bye. His loss.
Yeah. A case of cold ones out in the back there for him.
Don't forget, we'd suck his dick.
Yeah, that's it. Man, you know, it's been raining like hell here in Washington.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard about that huge landslide we had just north of Seattle.
I heard 100 people.
Like a mile. No, it was 8 people dead, maybe another 16 missing.
Oh, my God. Good.
But
yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah, it fucking blocked the river.
Wow. Block, like straight up just blocked it.
Yeah, it dammed the North Fork of the Stillaguamish River, and so they had like downstream of it, like the river just dried up like immediately, and so a huge lake was backing up behind it, so they were afraid there'd be a huge flash flood, but it's a big mess. And then there's a town that's blocked off. They don't know how long it'll be blocked off for.
Town itself, is it isolated or?
Like it's the only highway into the town of Darrington.
Wow.
And there's another road going the other way that goes up through the mountains, but it's closed for the winter due to the snow.
Shit.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad shit.
I'll say. God damn. I got another Best Buy. I guess we'll just stick to Best Buy. Why not? We had a good time last night on that conference. You weren't around. You didn't join.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't. I wish I could have. I heard it was crazy.
I think you're on Best Buy Santana Row. How may I help you?
Hey, yeah. Who am I talking to?
My name is Madonna.
Hey, Big Madonna. How's it going today?
Good.
Yeah, hey, my name is David, and I was wondering, I'm going to be just kind of hanging out in the restroom for a couple hours, so I just want, if you get any like weird complaints, I just don't want you guys to be alarmed. I'm going to take a little nap back there. I'm going to set up my sleeping bag, little mattress, and I'm going to be drinking some beers in there. And I've got my portable DVD player, so I'm going to grab some DVDs from the movie section, you know, if you don't mind. And I'm just going to hang out for a while.
That's fine. Well, we call security. Thank you. Bye.
No, I left some beer out back for you guys so that you can just kind of look the other way.
She doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit. What a bitch.
Thank you for calling Best Buy and Santana for pricing and availability.
Thank you for calling Best Buy and Santana.
Shut up.
Chris, I'm helping.
Shut up.
Hi, man.
Hi, I'm putting Baz on. He had to let you guys know something. Baz.
Hey, this is Baz.
The Baz? What?
How's it go? My name is Baz.
Your name is Baz?
Yes. What is your name?
Baz?
Your name is Baz, too?
Yeah.
Anyway, my associate and I will be doing some quote-unquote shopping.
Here's an Egyptian museum, quote-unquote shopping. There's an Egyptian museum right by this Best Buy.
Egyptian museum.
Yeah. And ask if they have any items from Tarbash.
Could fill up some balloons with poisonous, dangerous gases. Yeah. Float them over the crowd.
It's not ringing.
I love Tarbash.
Thank you for calling the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum and Planetarium. We are sorry we missed your call. Please leave your name, telephone number, and a message at the tone, and we will be sure to...
Boo, it didn't even ring.
You know, I loved Johnny Brennan's characters, but I really loved Kamal's Tarbash, and he did Kissel too, didn't he?
Yeah. He did Kissel,
I guess he doesn't
Tarbash.
Do pranks anymore.
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
Thank you for calling the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum and Planetarium.
We're closed. Oh, well. Dashy has Twitters. Yeah, send in Twitters, Dashy. Thank you, Dashy. Big Dashy. But
Dashy's been a good source of numbers over the last month.
I tell
you. Thank you, Dashy.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to call a Best Buy Mobile, ask about TV.
If you are calling about products such as cell phones, tablets, and other connected mobile devices, press 1. For all other products, press 2. Your call is being directed.
Best Buy Mobile, this is Jessica. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need a TV. Do you have the Samsung TV 48 inch?
We are actually Best Buy Mobile.
Yeah,
we don't sell TVs.
Best Buy.
This is Best Buy Mobile. We don't sell TVs.
So what do you expect me to believe? That Best Buy doesn't sell TVs now, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
I said motherfucker. Did you hear that part?
Okay.
Did you hear the fucker part? The fuck part of that? That's stupid. It's a fucking 10-year-old prank call. Like a 10-year-old would do that. Oldest joke in the book. Why is Nunu posting a picture of a weird-looking woman? Ugly-looking woman who's a little bit fat. I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he sent that number for that person?
Yeah, so
Let me look at it.
Let me click on the tab. I don't know if he sent it to you.
Order curry from Stoke-on-Tent? What? No. Yeah, Department of Feminist Studies professor there called...
Yeah.
Called Mirielli is in trouble with the police for being a cunt and stealing an anti-abortion sign and assaulting the kids who were carrying it. Okay. Alright. Why not?
Maybe you can be a thief who steals iPhones off kids.
Yeah.
And ask her if she and her students can help.
So kids were carrying anti-abortion signs, so pro-life signs, and she assaulted them.
And she was assaulting them.
She hasn't lost her job yet, or even been suspended. Be a thief who steals iPhones off kids. Ask if her and her students can help. Okay, whatever.
Thank you for calling the Department of Feminist Studies. Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message. If you are an enrolled student, please leave your PERM number. Someone will get in touch.
You are being transferred to the attendant. Please enter your ID, then press pound. Mm-hmm. Press star to cancel and start over.
No, so much for that. I'll try again, but looks like they're not taking calls right now.
Thank you for calling the department.
Yep.
Please leave your name, phone number, and a brief message.
Oh well, Nunu, sorry. Sorry, sunshine.
We tried.
Your sporting feet of San Jose. Or no, there's the Mexican Heritage Plaza. Let me see if they have a phone number. Yes, they do. Okay.
Heritage Plaza.
I'm going to build a human zoo.
Good afternoon, School of Art and Culture. This is Arturo.
Yeah, I'm building a human zoo. I wanted to know if you guys could help out with the Mexico Pavilion part of it.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm creating a human zoo in San Jose.
Okay,
I'm sorry, in San Diego, but we're recruiting in San Jose. We want to make a Mexican exhibit with humans, a human zoo. We're going to put a typical Mexican village. We're going to create one, you know, and have Mexican... looking people living their lives, and would you people just watch it and see how they live?
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. We're a school, so I don't know that we could participate in this project.
Well, what kind of school are you? You're arts and culture, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, we just like some Mexican actors, you know, to play the part of like a regular Mexican... indigenous Mexican person, you know, they can be just, you know, like cleaning something, you know, or riding a motorcycle a little bit, or trying to fix a motorcycle, you know, or growing drugs and things like that.
Okay. I can transfer you to our director of education.
Are they going to pick up, or is it going to be a voicemail, motherfucker?
It probably will be a voicemail because she's not in the office at the moment.
No, then that's not transfer me, asshole. It's not. Conamon.
I was going to say, we want some Mexicans wearing sombreros and taking a siesta.
Growing drugs. Okay.
Growing drugs. Jose wants me to give a shout out to everyone from him. He's at work.
Hey, Jose. What does he do? Doesn't he work in an auto, like a brake factory?
Thank you for calling the School of Arts and Culture at the Mexican Heritage. You reached the voicemail for Arturo Magaña, Facility Rentals Manager. Please leave a message.
Aculo.
A valid attendant member has not been specified.
There was an Arturo in Puerto Rico when I was a kid, and we used to yell Arculo at him, which means like a asshole. But not like an asshole, like a mother, like a jerk off. It was more like asshole, like the actual part of the body.
The anus.
Yeah, the anus. We were basically calling him an anus. It was a plan.
Did he get mad?
Yeah, he got mad. He went to go get a machete to teach us a lesson. He was, I don't know. He probably wasn't going to swing it at us, but he was just going to scare us, I guess. And they had to stop him. Yeah, it was at a funeral. It was at a wake in a house. Yeah. We keep saying, Aculo, Aculo. Yeah. I only heard about that later because, like, my mom just came to me, remember, afterwards. She's like, you know, you can't make fun of people here like you do in Florida. I'm like, okay. Because, I don't know, you think it's funny. And then later on, I found out it was because they had to try to stop him because he was looking for a machete to scare us with.
There's probably a lot of people that keep machetes handy in Puerto Rico, though, right?
Yeah. Back then, especially. It's losing prevalence now, but back then, especially. You always had, well, in my part of Puerto Rico, yeah. The agricultural, mountainous area. Machetes, like, survival tool, man.
Yeah.
Sporting Feet, may I help you?
Yeah, Sporting Feet, huh?
Yes.
Okay, you have shoes? Is that what it is?
What kind of shoes you looking for?
Sexy shoes?
Sexy shoes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have two.
You have some?
Yeah.
I like feet more. I like feet. Yeah, I lube up, I give a foot massage, I lube up the whole foot with warming KY jelly, and then we put the feet together and make a foot pussy, and I fuck it. Foot pussy is a real thing.
The foot pussy?
Yeah. All you need is 2 feet, preferably clean, and a bunch of lube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can make a foot pussy.
She's not going to answer now, motherfucker. Oh, by the way, I got a voicemail, and I think it's from this Lance Corporal that we were pranking last night. You didn't hear it. It was on the air, though, because I started broadcasting the conference at some point. And there was a Lance Corporal at some base that I talked to.
In Guam?
No, it was in the States. So Ken has changed the voicemail for like some hookers here and there, I guess. And one of the... What the fuck? I hit a button.
What was that?
I don't know where that came from. I hit a button, a weird button on my keyboard, and I heard that. Oh, it's Windows Media Center. Holy shit. I've never opened Windows Media Center on his PC before. That's funny. Anyway, Ken changed the voicemail for a hooker, and we got access to it again last night. And I guess an ad had been placed with that phone number for a puppy being given away. And some guy called and said to call him back at this number, et cetera, et cetera. And it ended up being a military base. And the guy wasn't there, but some Lance Corporal was there answering the phone. I guess he was like at a security guard post, yeah. And I messed with him for a little bit. But I think he called back and left a message like, I'm tracking you down. I know where you're at. Sleep tight. Let's see if I can remember.
Was that a Lance Corporal, you said?
Yeah, Lance Corporal.
That's pretty low rank.
Yeah, I know it is. Because I told him I was a sergeant and I was going to pull rank on him or something to that effect. You know, I don't see the number now. Forget it. Or maybe this is it. Hang on.
Hey, this message is for Eddie. Hey, Eddie, the new reverse lookback finder. So I'm one step closer to getting you, buddy. And I know you're in Wilmington. I'm going to get you real soon. Sleep tight.
Yeah, that's all I got. I think that was him. But he said, yeah, rank was out of the question. That's what he said. Fat Greg. Yeah. He was, rank is out of the question at this point. Oh, man. He's being a little uppity.
He's pissed.
Yeah, he was pissed.
I'll be right back. I got to go check a message real quick. I'll be right back. Okay. 2 minutes.
No problem. Yeah, I told him I was Sergeant Cross, if I remember correctly. Sergeant Cross. Don't mind me. I'm looking for numbers to call. There's not much in this area of the map that I'm looking at. Oh, here's a shopping center. Let me zoom in further. Got to be stores there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. All right. Let's call the Barnes & Noble. Let them know about they have the best glory hole on gloryholes.com.
Oh, I'm back.
Hey, I'm calling about glory holes.
Nice.
For calling Barnes & Noble Booksellers at Eastridge Mall. The all-new Nook HD tablet now comes with Google Play. Enjoy our...
Shut up.
Barnes & Noble Eastridge, home of the Nook HD. This is Dora. How can I help you?
Hey, man. What's up, man?
Hi. How can I help you?
Can you send someone to the bathroom? Let me know how the action is today, right now.
Sure. Hold on.
Okay.
This is pretty helpful.
Right.
Do you want some action noises?
Not yet. Oh, she hung up. She just hung up. What the fuck? What a B-I-T-C-H. God. What a bitch.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble. This is Matthew. How can I help you?
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Stop what?
Hey, listen, can you go to the bathroom and check something for me real quick?
We can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
We can't go in the bathroom and check for something. You'd have to come to the store and check the bathroom.
I left something there. Please help me. I think I did.
We can't really go into the bathroom. What'd you lose?
Why can't you go in there?
Because we're not allowed to go into the bathroom if we're working.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to find out how the action is in the bathroom right now. I'm in the parking lot.
Yeah, we can't go into the bathroom if we're in the middle of working.
Yeah, I know. But you know how there's a lot of action in this bath, the men's bathroom here?
Yeah, dude. I'm out for a lot of customers, so I have to put you on hold really fast.
Okay.
Action. In the bathroom.
You're not allowed to use the bathroom on the clock. Damn, man.
Yeah, I mean, what if you have to go real bad?
What if you're a woman and you get in your monthly? Oh, my God.
Hi, have you been helped?
I'm waiting.
How can I help you?
I was talking to a guy. Put him back on.
He's busy right now. How can I help you?
You can put me on hold then until he's not busy.
He is at a cash register. How can I help you, sir?
You can put me on hold until he's not busy, I said, motherfucker.
How can I help you?
You can't.
It's impossible, ma'am. You She's going to get really heated if you talk to her one more time.
Yeah.
She's already sounding pretty testy.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Carl. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, can you please go to the bathroom and check for me?
Check what?
Check how the action is.
What action?
You know, the guy action. It's a very popular. Have a good day. It's a very popular restroom for like gay sex, cruising.
Yeah.
I really want them to understand. It's a cruising spot.
Thank you for calling Barnes and Noble Booksellers at Eastern Mall.
Let me talk to her.
The all-new HD tablet.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. This is David Snoswell. I'm in the bathroom right now. I was wondering if you could direct any calls to me. I'll take all my calls in the bathroom. I'm in here for some action right now. I'm getting a lot of action. You know, come in and join me on your break.
No, thanks. You have a good day.
Yeah. But anyway, if anybody calls for me, just direct the calls to the bathroom.
He's gone. At least you got a laugh out of that at the end there. That's cool. Yeah, bookstores are very popular gay spots, man. That's what I hear. I read about this at the when I was at UCF. There was a undercover sting, I guess, on some of the library campuses. The libraries on campus is two, but the one major one, there was a sting there because there were like old men coming to hook up and shit. Like, they would just sit there and like they were camped out for hours. It was in the school newspaper. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. That building, it's like ancient, and it's got like, it's like a good eight stories high, and there's like four bathrooms on each one, they were saying. So like it was hard to pin down where the action was happening. It was really funny.
I think maybe the advice.com will do a expose on that.
That'd be something. Yeah. But then it said, yeah, that there was a whole culture around it, and that bookstores and libraries were really popular spots, as were truck stops and stuff like that. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It was a cool read.
Yeah, we had a...
It must have been a student's project for his some class. You know,
probably,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we had a park with a picnic area, and the restroom was a notorious action hangout.
Yeah.
My buddies and I used to have to walk to school right by that park, and one day we were walking into school, there's some dude in the woods that had his pants down to his ankles, just whipping it.
Oh my god.
And next day we brought our... we just started yelling at him, and he ran off into the woods. The next day we brought our slingshots.
Uh-huh.
And he was there again, doing it again, so we fucking let him have it right in the ass with a slingshot.
That'll teach.
Still fucking bad.
Gotta learn. The gays gotta learn.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble, Stevens Creek. Our regular store hours are 9 a.m.
Yes.
Sounds like a pretentious bitch.
This will take
yes.
I'm calling Barnes & Noble, Stevens Creek. Randy speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah. Can you check the bathroom, see how the action is, please?
Check the bathrooms?
Yeah, I need to know how the action is today.
What action are you talking about?
Well, is the 2 o'clock crowd around yet in the bathroom? You know what I mean.
I don't right? know what the 2 o'clock crowd is.
It's a really big cruising spot here in town. The men's bathroom.
The big bathroom?
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't know anything about that, but...
It is. Okay. No, I'm just letting you... It is. Look, between me and you, okay? Look, it's I know you guys know that guys hook up there a lot, right?
No. Okay.
Well, they do. Well, they do when you...
No,
go,
I can't check the bathroom.
You do, and most of you guys just turn a blind eye. Come on.
Tell him that you were there yesterday and it was pretty slow, so he wanted to call ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Barnes. Our regular store hours are 9 a.m.
Barnes & Noble, Christine speaking. How I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order, please.
Sure, let me get to a computer. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, what's the book you're looking for?
Well, it's Maxim Magazine.
Maxim Magazine? Do you have a specific edition?
The newest one, I guess, is fine.
Okay, so we get, let me go check, and we could hold it for one day.
Well, actually, yeah, you just need to bring it. I'm in the bathroom now, if you can bring it into number two stall. Because I'm here, I'm cruising, you know, for gay sex. This is a popular hangout for that. And, like, it's really slow right now. I think, like around 2 is when the crowd usually shows up. So far, it's just been guys pissing, really. Coming in, peeing, washing their hands, and leaving. I forgot the echo part of things. That's good. Good timing on the pissing, too. Awesome. I love that pissing.
Yeah, I also have water dripping somewhere.
Okay, water dripping works, yeah. Did you forget the bed springs? Did you ever find
out? No, I haven't.
I forgot about that until yesterday. I was like, oh, I was going to try to find bed springs.
Yeah, Dion had this loop that he made that he would play when we were doing calls, which is bed spring squeaking, and then you hear him in the background going, that's hilarious.
There you go.
I should get that from him.
All right. Okay, here's a different bookstore. We'll do the... Again, we're doing the same premise. Gay cruising at the bookstore. That poor girl went to the computer and everything. She's so let down.
She thought she was going to make a sale.
Hello, thanks for calling Barnes & Noble. This is Ramon speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty bored. It's pretty slow here today, huh?
Excuse me?
It's pretty slow today, huh? It's a slow day.
No, it's pretty busy.
Oh? Well, the bathroom isn't too busy. I'm in the bathroom now. I'd like to make an order, though.
Okay, can you hold, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll keep that going. And I'll call another one. You said you got another one too?
Yeah, hold on. Listen
to
this.
Want to turn your smartphone or tablet into a book? Go to nookapp.com and get the free Nook.
You hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, hi. I needed to make an order.
You wanted to make an order? Okay, what was the book you're looking for?
It's whatever the latest latest issue of Maxim magazine.
Okay, so you just wanted me to have to put that on hold for you?
Well,
thank you for holding. This is Camille. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Can you guys bring that to the bathroom, please?
I'm sorry. You were just transferred to me to assist. I'm not sure. Was someone already helping you?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order. Hello? Hello?
You're too loud.
Ma'am? Yeah, it might have been too loud. Oh, well. It's all right. It happens. Do-do-do-do-do.
I have another pissing and shitting loop. I can't find it.
Another one. Okay. The airport one?
No, it's one that I made from the... Have you heard of the Totally Accurate Toilet Simulator game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just captured some of that. It's not... The ones that actually... The ones that you gave me are better, so...
Okay. Gotcha. All right, here's Barnes & Noble. I'm going to ask them what their dividers in the bathroom stalls are made of.
For what purpose? For drilling holes? Or
yeah, going to figure it out what I'm going to bring in.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble, located in the home of...
By the way, Jose is saying it's against the law to deny bathroom breaks to employees.
Of course it is. Yeah, that's crazy what that guy was talking about. He was just saying that.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble. Josh, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, the bathroom stalls there. What are they made of, the dividers? Are they plastic or wood or metal?
The dividers in the bathroom stall?
Yeah, because I need to cut into it. I just wondering...
okay. Hold on a second. Let me check.
All right.
He wasn't even fazed by you telling him you want to cut into it.
Maybe they have a maintenance done or something.
Yeah. I was just listening to that old call you did a while ago where you were telling some lady, some girl at a fast food restaurant that you were coming in to lay some pipe. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
She was so dumb.
They don't have any problems with their pipes. She sounded so cute when she said it, too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kiss her.
Are you waiting for the dividers?
Yeah, I am. Are you...
I'm in the bathroom, sorry. They feel like a laminate.
They're like a laminate?
Yeah.
You don't think I could... yeah, probably, because I was going to use like a hot knife to cut through it to make a hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why are we making a hole in the divider?
In the men's bathroom, I have to make a hole in the dividers, the ones. Guy, we're going to come through, and if we see each other, we can look at each other through the divider. And
I
want to stick my dick through it, you know, to get my dick sucked. Like a glory hole, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I know girls can't do that, but we do.
Exactly,
that.
But I'm...
But you can be, she can be on the other side of the hall.
Yeah, you can.
No, I'm sorry, your language is not appropriate, so I'm going to end this conversation.
Holy it's okay.
Labia.
No,
She went in the bathroom to find out. What the fuck? They must have thought, they must be having some kind of redecorating going on where they thought it was normal to do that. She was in it, too. You could hear the echo. She sounded like
me. Yeah, I could hear it. It totally sounded like your sound effect.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That was funny.
Oh, man. Hang on. Let me do something here real quick. Play a song. Give me a second. I'll be right back, guys. I have to take care of something with a cat. Back, seating down. I can't believe she actually went to the fucking door. Said, "Oh, I know. Oh my god, it's like a laminate."
That's you're talking inappropriately.
I just say labia.
And why are we drilling holes in the divider?
That's a good question, man. It's funny you ask. But she's like, okay, I know.
She knows about those glory holes.
You think girls have them?
Hey, they might.
You're calling Barnes & Noble.
Good afternoon, Barnes & Noble. Tamsborn, this is Cynthia. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Cynthia?
Just fine.
This is David.
Hey!
All right, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, I was wondering, are there any, like, fast food restaurants or coffee shops right around your location?
McDonald's, you name it, we've got it.
Oh, okay, so I could possibly get a cappuccino, like a double cappuccino.
Why are you calling Barnes & Noble breakfast?
Well, I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm in stall number two.
Need to know this?
Well, because I was going to ask you to run out across and get me a double cappuccino and bring it to me in the stall.
Uh, I'm calling back.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble, home of
she
books,
got
and
gift.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Dashie, she does sound like a big girl.
Good afternoon, Barnes & Noble Tennis Forum. This is Cynthia. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Cynthia. I'm sorry. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I'll pay you, I'll buy you anything you want at McDonald's because you sound like a big girl. And if you just bring me the
you
cappuccino.
You need to not call this store anymore.
Sir, why? I'm in your store right now. I'm in the middle stall.
You can't talk
restaurant.
To my employees like that.
Well, no. What do you mean? I didn't say anything wrong. I
we're
just
cruising.
Asked her to bring you a
we're
cappuccino.
Cruising. We're in here cruising for sex. We're waiting. It's slow.
We need some coffee. What do you mean? I'm here right now.
Sorry, I just
No, that's perfect.
It's just like a... Oh, shit.
That was great.
You can't tell me he didn't understand that.
Yeah, he sounded like he's probably on his way in to join in the action.
It sounds like he was the number one patron. That's how he ended up... He picked up an application on his way out one day. Like, oh,
yeah.
They're hiring. They know me here.
Hey.
References. I hang out in the bathroom all the time.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble.
Buy one coffee, sit in the bathroom for 3 hours.
Barnes & Noble, Maria.
Hey, how's it going, Big Maria?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm a little bit sleepy. I was wondering, are there any coffee shops or espresso stands around your location?
Well, we have a coffee shop in the Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Oh, perfect. I was wondering, can I order a double cappuccino with cold soy?
Well, let me switch
and...
to them. Hello.
No, no. Yeah, I was wondering, can you order it? Can you bring it in to me? I'm in the bathroom in the middle stall.
What?
I'll tip you.
They're really offended at the
Barnes
thought
and
of
Noble.
This.
We are located at 70.
Our reactions have ranged from that to the lady who actually went to check things.
Yeah. Maybe we should call the coffee place and ask them if they'll bring one in, deliver one in.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble. This is Janice. How may I help you?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Janice. I'm in here with my... My special friend,
hey,
Eddie.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
He wants to talk to you.
Hey, how are you? Hey, what's up? Hey.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to make an order.
Yes, what would you like?
Okay, are you at a computer now? Need to make sure you have the title in.
Yep, what are you looking for?
Okay, it's the latest Maxim magazine.
It's a magazine?
Yeah, Maxim.
Yeah, well, actually, it's easier for me to just go look on the shelf. Can I put you on hold a minute?
Sure.
Hang
on.
And I don't know why they got so mad because we haven't said anything dirty. We just asked them to bring a coffee into the bathroom.
Thanks for holding. You're waiting for the latest Maxim?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got the March edition here.
Okay, good. I haven't seen that one yet. Perfect.
Okay. You want me to put it up front for you?
Well, can you bring it to the bathroom? I'm in stall number 3. Baz is in number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting. The action is slow tonight here in the bathroom. The cruising, the gay cruising scene. So.
Can you bring 2 copies? I haven't seen that one either.
No, she's gone. Made her come. I should have. Yeah, someone had said to ask her to describe the pictures.
Oh, I know. We should. I wonder if they have any, you know, like sex education books or.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I hope they can read out some positions to us.
Yeah, Kama Sutra. All right.
Yeah.
You can ask.
Yeah,
see
perfect.
Let's see if they'll bring one. They might be like, I'm not good at that. All right. Let me see if this is one I haven't called yet. Oh, I can't confirm that. I'm going to go to a different part of the country altogether for this. Alright. Missoula. Missoula has a Barnes & Noble.
Missoula, nice town.
Looks like it.
Been there many times.
Looks like it from the satellites.
Barnes & Noble, this is Sheila speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Sheila, I was wondering if you might look up a book to see if you have it in stock.
Okay, what were you looking for?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a little bit delicate. I apologize. It's the Kama Sutra.
We have probably three or four different formats.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we've got them. Just a moment. Let me take a look. But I'm pretty sure we've got a number of them. So just a sec.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we probably have four or five different ones. We also have a box of deck cards that have, I mean, it's just a box of cards that are Kama Sutra. So.
Oh, hey, perfect. That might be perfect for our purposes. I was wondering if you could bring them into the bathroom. Cross and I are in here. We're in the third stall, and we've gotten a little bit bored. Maybe, can you hold the cards up so that we can see them and we try them out?
We gotta
break. Most people just hang up.
Yeah, we got to break right into them, yeah. Okay. Thinking about ending things. Actually, I am going to end things. I'm ending things. It's
all right.
Thanks for being on with me.
I got to go too.
All right, Baz.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. See you, Baz.
See ya.
Bye. All right. There goes Baz. And here I go. I'm going away, far away. Far away. I'll be back Thursday. Who knows? Maybe even Wednesday. Yeah. I'll be back at work next week. So that means afternoon shows, if they do happen, or morning shows, daytime shows, they will be on Tuesdays only. Be aware, this is the last Monday one until my schedule changes again, perhaps at the end of the year. See you later.